National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Contos.
And we are so happy to have
we
you along.
Are?
It is just baffling to me that it's December.
Yeah, Christmas right around the corner.
And it is. You know, that means I have another birthday coming, Christmas Eve.
yep.
You know, the last one was the big one.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I turned that 50 thing last year. So, you know, the good news is I could put more money inside of my IRA.
True.
Right? I went from being able to put in $5,500 to $6,500. Don't forget that. It's called the catch-up provision. But birthdays are here. Christmases are here. Mm-hmm. Black Friday sales were strong. People keep asking about the economy.
Yeah.
I would love, I'd love to be able to spend an hour with you guys and talk to you about the market, the economy, the things that are going on. It is truly one of my passions. Mm-hmm. It's just not what this show's about.
Right.
If you would take the time to go to our website, yourlifeafterwork.com, you can sign up for our weekly Market Carver. It comes out Thursday afternoon. Mm-hmm. So what, or Thursday morning, I should say, at 11:04. So what happens inside of the Financial Enhancement Group is we sit down and we manage money for a little more than 800 families, a little more than $320 million in assets. But we sit down and put together portfolios for different purposes, if you will. Some are tax efficient for money that is outside of your retirement plan. Some are designed that are a little more tactical, that can move more with market movements. And some are more normal-based, balanced or growth or conservative-driven models. When you sit down with your financial planner, they help you figure out what model or models. Mm-hmm. Many of us have money that needs to be served in different ways. What model or models that your money belongs in, and then it goes into the accounts. I run the narrative part of the portfolio, meaning I pay attention to what's going on in the world in terms of the president, trade deals, tax changes, what's going on with Merkel in Germany, what's going on with Draghi in the European Union. That's my job with a special emphasis on demographics. Adam Harder is our CFA internal. He is our chief investment strategist. His job is to look at the fundamentals of the companies that we own, mm-hmm. you know, what's going on inside of the market. And then Andrew Thrasher is our chartered market technician, the youngest award winner of the Dow Award ever. And his job then is just to look at the movement of the market, if you will, relative to itself and to other things and seasonality. The three of us build the portfolios, and every Monday, either Adam or myself put together a video that you can get for free Thursday morning called The Market Carver that talks about Black Friday sales and the things that are going on. So go to our website, get signed up for that. I got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Contos. Enjoy the show, my friends.
Hi, I'm Sherry Contos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
So happy to have you along. Hey, if you are listening to this and it's not morning and you're wondering why, it's because Sherry and I record the show and it goes out on multiple stations multiple times in multiple states every week. The show is built around you, so regardless of where you live or where you happen to be, please feel free to forward us your emails, your questions, your comments. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. You can always reach us at 800-928-4001 as well. Part of the show you will miss, regardless of what station you're on.
Really?
Unless you're one of our first five, you'll either miss the Sherry segment or you'll miss the last one of ours. But you can always find that on iTunes. Consider this with Big Joe Clark as a podcast. Or, of course, on our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. Sherry,
yes,
I got to ask a very interesting question.
Really? What?
I like, you know, good questions. They're meaningful. It said, Joe, if you never had to run for re-election.
If you personally never had to?
Yes. If you never, well, back in the old days, people who went to Congress and went to Senate were not there to be career politicians.
Right.
They wasn't that good. Mm. You were walking off the family farm or away from the business. You went to serve your people and then your constituents, as we'd like to call them, and then you went back home.
There's a concept.
And so today the question is if I never had to run for re-election, what would I do? And they posed it in two different areas, but I'm going to add about a couple others.
Okay.
The first one is, what would I do with the trade deals?
And international trade.
Yeah. International trade. Now, but to a degree, you have to think about it. There is a contest between. We live in Indiana,
yep.
And there is a contest between Indiana and Michigan,
sure.
And Illinois and Ohio and Kentucky are bordering neighbors.
Yep.
In fact, if you ship through Michigan, you get to pay an extra toll to be able to get a truck to go through there.
Yeah.
It is perfectly legal in the business world. And so there's a lot of competition. But yeah, specifically this time I am talking about those trade deals. And I'm just gonna boil this down to Warren Buffett's favorite professor, the one who taught Buffett most of the things that you hear echoed from the Oracle of Omaha. And that was a guy named Benjamin Graham. And Ben Graham taught the world, and he may have learned it from someone else, but it said, simply put, if a dollar will always go to where it's best served, left to its own devices, meaning if there's not a tax, if there's not a trap, if there's not a tax, if there's not a restriction, you will spend the dollar in the best meaningful place for Sherry Kontos to spend the dollar.
Individually.
Individually, but individuals are what make us collective.
Right, right, right.
So if you can buy makeup,
yeah,
as a female,
yes,
from a cheaper source that is just the quality
the
that you want,
okay,
then you will spend that dollar where it is best served. Now, some people would rather have a bag from Nordstrom's.
Right.
Some people would rather say, I want what looks the best or is best for my skin. But that is that individual choice that you're able to make.
It's where you put value.
And so what you want to do is to have the most limited amount of restrictions on trade deals that you possibly can. But in every trade deal, as I've said on many times on many radio stations and CNBC and other places, anytime you put a trade deal in place that supports free enterprise, you also put somebody else at a weakness because of a previous restriction or law, right?
Okay.
So it is, I feel really, really, really bad for the people who made buggies at the turn of the 1900s.
Right.
Because they were outsourced and out of business because we had loud cars.
Sure.
There's nobody listening to this show today that says, Joe, I wish we never had a car.
Mm-hmm.
I understand when you're allowed to buy something from another place, another location, that it may put a challenge against somebody who makes it here. I've got that. Now, what you can't have are deals where we restrict us in terms of what we can export, but at the same time, we have no restrictions on what we can import.
Right.
Right. So a trade deal needs to be a fair deal.
Right.
And I think that's what we're trying to see out of Washington right now.
Do you feel like you're allowed to have preferences? Like, for instance, do you feel like you can prefer things that are produced domestically?
Sure. As an individual, where I want to go with my dollars.
I mean, I'm talking about is you're not running for re-election, so you're saying you're going to make policy before you leave.
Right. What do I believe that you should have the choice to be able to buy it where you want to buy it? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, I know, but do you feel like you should do anything that would support doing that?
No.
No. So you're just saying straight up.
That would be a violation of treating a dollar as it was best served.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, anything that I did to either increase our advantage or to decrease our opportunity would be a harm.
Right.
Now,
right.
Because there's so many different economic universes that are out there, trying to figure that out
is a tough
thing, which is why you have some people say NAFTA stinks and other people say NAFTA, NAFTA made our company what it is. And NAFTA put you out of business.
Right. So, like for me, I'm famous for saying I support small business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm famous for saying I support the home team in terms of business. So,
a famous co-host. I didn't even know that.
Well, no. I'm not famous, but I mean, I say it all the time. I will pay more for a cup of coffee at the local coffee shop than some, you know, we won't say the franchise. But none of that. I mean, I actually literally am going to pay.
Choice.
It's my choice, and I'm literally going to pay more to do it.
So you look at it as your dollar best served is there.
Right.
Right.
That's
the way it is. So the one thing that I would do, which I believe they're working on right now on the tax bill, which is really hard to explain, is the difference between working capital and passive capital. So what is working capital? When the Financial Enhancement Group, that's our company, that's what sponsors this program.
Mm-hmm.
When we bring in revenue, we turn around and we reinvest that revenue in hiring people, buying computers, putting on educational radio shows. That is working capital.
Mm-hmm.
And that working capital is taxed. When I invest it in the business, I'm able to deduct it.
Yeah.
Right? But if I don't invest every single penny of it back in the business, it is taxed as income to me.
Yep.
Right? Whether it should be or shouldn't be, I guess therein lies the question. And I do believe that small business, we're small. We have 24 people on our team.
Yeah.
I do believe that working capital should be taxed differently than my 401k when I go to withdraw the money.
Yeah.
My 401k is what I call passive money. I put money in every year.
Mm-hmm.
I get a tax deduction for putting money into my 401k. And when the money comes out of my 401k, it's taxed as marginal income.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about the United States tax system, think about stair steps. We've talked about that a lot, right? That first step that Barb and I and everybody else, line 43 of your tax return, that's where your actual taxable income comes from. Up to about $18,600, $700. Barb and I pay 10% on that. So does anybody else who's married filing jointly. And then it goes up a 50% jump to the 15% bracket, up to around $76,000, $77,000. And then it goes to 25%.
Yep.
And it works its way all the way up to 39.6%. When I pull money out of my 401k, I'm investing perhaps in the United States economy because we're buying stocks and bonds of other companies. But it's not money where I'm going in and directly hiring somebody.
Right.
I'm trying to make money off of the business improving itself. And if I were to do this, if I were really going to spend my time, I would try to figure out a way to differentiate the difference between working capital, what businesses have, and passive capital investments that I make. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Contos. If you got a question or comment, shoot us an email. ConsiderThis@YourLifeAfterWork.com. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the rules that I have with my friends, my family, the families that we serve, is you don't talk about things before they actually happen.
Really?
Yeah. Now, with the market, we want to talk about earnings. We want to talk about expectations. Got that. But when it comes to the IRS, you just really never know
what they're going to do.
And by the time you hear this show, maybe we will have the Senate and Congress on the same page. And tax legislation in front of you. But I somebody was explaining to, and I find myself in these conversations by accident. It's not intentional, but I was sitting in a place. We're going to leave that alone.
Nameless place.
And in that place, two people were discussing the standard versus itemized deduction.
Okay.
And what was going on. And needless to say, one of them was clueless.
Mm-hmm.
One of them had been hearing the media, and yes. One of them was wrong,
oh dear,
but not clueless.
Oh dear!
All right, so so let's talk about just so you understand.
Do?
Well, naturally, I went into give me a sheet of paper and a pen, and I explained how the tax code actually worked, and you can say that it's right or wrong anytime you have something on a tax return. It has what I call a constituent. There's somebody who wanted that line on that page for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
So what is a standard deduction? A standard deduction essentially says this is the amount of expenses that you have in the course of a year that you're able to deduct that you don't have to keep track of. Mm-hmm. You get it whether you had them or not.
Okay. Yeah.
And so the standard deduction currently, if you are a single individual, is $6,350. Married filing jointly for 2017. Barb and I get to deduct $12,700 for free.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Off the top.
We don't have to have a receipt. We can file what's called a short form. That's what we get to come off of the top, right? Now, what are the big things that go on your tax return that would cause you not to take the standard deduction and rather use what's called the itemized deduction?
Yep.
So the big three, as I like to call them. Oh, go ahead.
I know some of them.
All right. Tell me what the big three are, Sherry.
Charitable contributions.
That would be one.
Interest on your house mortgage. Mm-hmm. Still.
Oh, very good.
Third one. Not
state and property taxes.
Okay.
It's a money that you pay the state that you live in. So
okay.
In Florida, they don't care anything about state income taxes because they don't pay income taxes.
Right. Yeah.
In California, Illinois, Minnesota, oh my, right?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
that's a you're messing with a big ticket item, right?
Yes. Okay.
There's another one that's on there though that I keep hearing everybody talk about in the media without any understanding of it all, and it's medical expenses.
Yeah, I was almost going to say that.
And
that's
you get to deduct medical expenses if they're over 7.5% of your AGI at a certain age,
right.
10% if they're over your AGI at another age.
So it has to be pretty big.
And it has to, you have to be broke, right? So by definition, the majority of people who could take the itemized deduction for medical expenses don't have very, very much income and don't pay taxes at a marginal level in the first place the majority of the time. Now, there are people in hospice and in nursing homes that's not necessarily true for, but you can't pay attention to just what you hear in the media if you don't understand how the tax code works. Here is one of the things that we have taught people for years, and maybe we'll be able to do it next year, maybe we won't, but one of the things that we do is double stack. And the best way I can use this, in Anderson, Indiana, where I sleep at night and where we're based, we used to have a huge number of people who worked at General Motors.
Right.
And I had one of my engineers that came in and said, Joe, I love my job. I make $70,000 a year. You know, why in the world would I ever quit? And I looked at him and said, because you're really only making $26,000 a year. And he goes, what do you mean I'm only making $26,000 a year? And I said, because they'll pay you $44,000 to leave.
Right? Yeah, right.
His pension at that point in time was $44,000 a year. They were paying him $70,000. His pension wasn't really going to go up.
Right,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he was really making $26,000 a year. He retired 2 weeks later and went back as a consultant.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
but here's my point. When you get to standard deductions, people will come in and they'll say, Joe, I was able to itemize $18,000 last year.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Just remember, they give you $12,700 for free.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They gave you $12,700 for free.
Right.
So one of the things that, I mean, so you were really able to deduct an additional $6,000,
right?
Yeah. You know, just simple math. So one of the things that we've helped families do in the past is in 1 year, you go through your year and you make your normal charitable contributions.
Mm-hmm.
You pay your state income tax. And while you're working, this is tougher to do.
Right.
Most of my families, when they retire, the mortgage interest is zero. You can't prepay your mortgage interest. It's, you know, it's not the way the banks work. Most of my retirees, the houses are paid for.
Yeah.
You know, they still have to pay their state income tax, and they still have their charitable contributions, which is almost always the largest. But in any year where I see there is an exceptional amount of itemized deductions that are allowed to be used, because of medical expenses or because of fees or expenses that they paid somebody else, in a planned methodology, we will go in December. I will tell them to call their churches, call their charity, and say, hey, just so you know, this is my tithe for 2018. This is the money that we're putting into the coffers for the Salvation Army or whatever for 2018. We're just going to pay it in December of 2017. That allows you to have an excess number of deductions this year.
Right.
Then in 2018, you turn around. You don't have the charitable gifting.
So you take
the standard deduction, and life is good.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, my friends, in the next few weeks if they're going to be able to pass the tax code. But one of the things that they're doing right now is talking about doubling the standard deduction.
Wow.
And for about 35 to 40% of our families, that means that they would never itemize after the end of this year. Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Because they don't want people itemizing. That's where most of the cheating takes place. It's where people start throwing in, throwing in a little bit here, a little bit there.
Okay.
Right. And they want to simplify it.
Sure.
I can understand that. So, the doubling the standard deduction would help many, many, many families.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they can't seem to get that straight in the media. But it is true. It would help a lot of families. But one of the things that you can do proactively this year is if you're already going to itemize, if you already have a lot of state income tax, if you already have mortgage interest this year, if you already have charitable contributions this year, then you're going to want to load the return up as much as you can. I am personally, me, Joe Clark, the one, going to make as much extra charitable contributions as I can this year, just in case the tax code changes for next year.
Yeah.
Now, you know, in the world that we live in, I'm probably always going to be stuck in that. I have to itemize because of things that I do, but there's no way that I'm going to not take advantage of of knowing what the rules are today
right.
versus what the rules may be that are unknown coming up in the future. And when you look at your 1040, folks, when you look at it, you know, it's we're getting close to the end of the year, and TV, you know, Channel 8, Wish TV is going to call me and they're going to say, Joe, what is the number one financial goal that people should have for 2018? And I'm going to look at them yet again and say, get to know your tax return. And they're going to look at me and go, yeah, but we're talking about investing. No. There's nothing that happens in your investment world that doesn't impact your 1040 either today or tomorrow. You got to get to know it. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This is Tom Skerritt for the Borgen Project. Each year, nearly 2 million children die from preventable diseases. Each day, 30,000 people die from hunger. 500 each hour are children. The Borgen Project is turning this around. We need your help. To learn more, go to borgenproject.org. That's B-O-R-G-E-N project.org.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope
Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along, Sherry. And you too, everybody else who's out there in radio land. You get a question or comment, shoot us an email, considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. So this one of the questions I got this week was, why are companies not going public as often any longer? And Sherry said she knew.
Well, I know one. I mean, I, yeah.
Well, talk to me, darling. Well,
okay, so we have a family friend that owns a very, very large family.
Huge business, yes.
That is not public.
No.
And one of the reasons is because they don't want their stuff out there. They don't have to be public.
There are many, many, many more companies that are private than public, and people don't know that.
Yeah, they just don't want their stuff.
We talk about the ones that are publicly traded because that's how people do their 401k.
Yep.
So when we say their stuff, what do you mean by their stuff?
They don't want people to be able to look them up and find out what their all their financial information is. They don't want it to be public record. They don't want it to be out there.
Okay. So they're doing it for privacy is what you're telling
privacy,
me.
Right, privacy, yes.
All right. So what happens is when a company goes public, the first time it's called an IPO. An IPO actually stands for initial public offering, IPO. And what happens is the company decides that it needs to raise capital.
Right.
Right? And it typically happens for one of a few reasons. Either you've got somebody like Zuckerberg, who's the CEO of Facebook, who had billions of dollars worth of assets in his personal name, all in one company.
Whoa.
And some smart financial planner, you know, wasn't me, some smart financial planner said, you know, you really should diversify just in case this Facebook thing goes awry, right? And so Zuckerberg sold off part of Facebook in an initial public offering. People bought Facebook. Right. They traded their dollars. So now all of a sudden Facebook has an infusion of capital.
Yeah.
Right. Did they need the capital? Maybe, maybe not. Right. In this case, I think it was more diversification of the individual. Now, some companies do need capital. Right. They do need money to be able to operate. And Harley Davidson was one of the examples that I used for years and years and years back in 1985. Harley-Davidson was going under. There was just no way around it. They had diversified into snowmobiles and other things. It wasn't a very well-ran company. And a group of people at Harley-Davidson decided that they were going to take the company public. Right? So they formed together. They brought in investment bankers. They said, what is all of this worth? And then they went out and raised capital because they needed capital to be able to exist. So those individuals put in money. Other people who bought into that IPO put in money, and Harley-Davidson became the company that it is today.
So it was a good move.
Based on other, it was really good news for the really good move for the original people.
Yeah.
We can't talk about the stock anymore.
Oh, that's true. Sorry.
But the challenge with that is that they did it because they needed to raise capital. Mm. Well, today, and it's, you know, I continue to get these questions and comments about, you know, how long can the bull market go on? Isn't it tired? Da 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 da. It's the second longest bull market in history. All of that is true, folks. All of it is true. Just remember, the economy is one thing, right? So let's think about the Financial Enhancement Group as an economy or a company, okay? We care at the Financial Enhancement Group. We didn't have to lay anybody off in 08, in 2008. We actually grew. We certainly didn't get any bailout money from the federal government, right? But our profitability of the company clearly went down. Okay. Now, as a company, are we okay? Yeah, we're, you know, we're building a new building, and we feel very, very, very blessed and love the team. And so from a company perspective, we're in pretty good order. From a stock standpoint, are the question isn't, are we in good order? It's, are we more profitable than we were the year before? Are we growing at the same rate of trajectory? In other words, an economy or a company is based on, in measurement, is based on size. What is your GDP? What is your, what are your annual profits, et cetera? Whereas a market is based on that relative change, right?
Right.
It's not a matter from from Apple's standpoint of whether or not Apple is profitable. It's whether or not, is it going to be more profitable next quarter, next year, or less profitable? You know, Apple could be a lot less profitable and still be huge.
Sure. Right. Right.
Still produce billions and billions of revenue every year. And that is the difference when you look at an economy versus
a single stock.
Versus a market. No, economies and companies are similar.
Sure.
Markets and stocks, individual stocks function in an entirely different way. Well, what does this have to do with companies not going public? We don't live in a vacuum. We live in a world that is today, right, where the measurements are today, where we live in a much more global world today than we lived in before.
Sure.
We talked earlier about Benjamin Graham and a dollar getting to where it's best served, you know, when it needs to go. We simply live in a different environment, and one of those things is a massively reduced interest rate in terms of being able to finance.
Yeah.
You know, so if somebody said, Joe, you have the opportunity to double the size of the Financial Enhancement Group.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather sell stock? You know, and I have two partners because I think that's important to be able to share in the ownership part of the equation.
Yeah.
Would you rather sell more stock or would you rather borrow money? Well, if I very much believed in our business model, and I do, we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money.
Yeah.
If I were going to do that, I would rather borrow money at the interest rate environment that we have today
than sell stock. Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we live in a world right now, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment, but we live in a world that is very ripe with capital, where people are willing to invest not in the equity, not in the growth, but in what they quote unquote believed to be assured return payments, money that's coming back. And there's such an abundance of that capital that you're having less and less companies go public. Why would I want to go public if I can get somebody to loan me $1 billion, you know, to go do the things that I want to do? So when I started my career 2 weeks before the crash in 87, there are virtually the same number of companies that are publicly traded today as there were then.
That's crazy.
I can't find the number in 1987. Mid-90s, there were about 7,900. Today, there are about 7,900. It has not changed. Now, part of that's mergers and acquisitions. Part of that's, you know, different things that have gone on. And you know, somebody's going to go out there and go, well, Joe, I've just found 12,000 companies. I'm talking about truly investable companies, you know, that go into indices and ones that we can go out and use. But that's really why people aren't going public. There's one other big one, and it's the restrictions that are out there.
Oh.
I don't care if somebody sees my financials so much.
But you don't want to have to.
I constantly have people say, why do I have to get all of this mail from, you know, voting this, voting that, prospectus this for. Yeah. You know, for and we don't use mutual funds, so those aren't, that's not what comes from TD Ameritrade on our behalf. But why do we get all of this stuff? And the answer is, you've got to be fully informed. But companies have to file all of these reports, and it's very, very, very costly. It's very, very time consuming. We would be much better off if people could just stick to their business, right? Now, the one part about that I will tell you is that there are a lot of people in the world who invest in the United States because they know our numbers are more honest and more accurate. But that's another discussion in a different show. So, hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Contos. If you got a question or comment, shoot us an email, Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Our mission on this show is real simple. We want to help you understand your money to the best of our ability. That means we need your questions so that we can provide our insight. 800-928-4001. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kantos.
And it's Sherry's segment.
I'm always anxious for this.
She gets this little girly giggle, but she also gets nervous. It's your turn. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am nervous. Okay, so today I have two questions that people ask me, and then a couple more, and those last ones are all about you, Joe.
Oh boy,
all about you. So the first one is not just a general question. Someone asked me, remind me again the conditions under which I would continue to contribute to an IRA after I retire.
So the conditions after to contribute to an IRA, let's remember there are three different things: 401k, 403b, IRA. Mm-hmm. Could be a 457 if you work for a municipality, and they may or may not have a Roth option.
Right, exactly. Right? I think they meant in general any of them.
Okay. So if you have earned income, mm-hmm. that means you worked and paid into Social Security. That's the best way to define it.
Okay.
I don't care how old you are. You can be 96. If you have earned income, and I do have a lady who's in her mid-80s who works at the polls every other year, and so she makes $1,200, and you better believe that I take the $1,200 because she doesn't need it, and I put it in a Roth IRA so that it will grow for tax-free forever, and she would never have to pay any taxes on it.
Yeah.
Now, remember, once you're over 70 and a half, you are no longer eligible to ever contribute to a traditional IRA.
Okay.
In a 401k, the rules changed a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. If you're still working and you own less than 5% of the company stock, you are indeed allowed to put money into the 401k, and you do not have to take required minimum distributions out of the 401k. You still do out of the IRA.
Wow. Right. Okay.
So if you're 85, I would not put money in a traditional IRA because you can't.
Yeah.
you'll get in trouble for that. If you have earned income, I would put it in a Roth IRA.
Okay. Got it. All right, so here's a question. I know someone who's planning to call and make an appointment with you.
Ah.
But they're nervous about it you know, because I told him
I'm so scared.
I told him how intimidating you are. And no, I'm kidding. And but they really actually they said, I just don't know what I have to have ready in terms of documents before I come to see
you. So
Jeff.
We actually put a video together. It's a 2 or 3 minute thing that says here's what to expect when you come in that people can watch the a YouTube video.
Really?
But you'll also actually get a letter from either Vicky or Mindy or Jamie or Linda that says, here's what it is we need you to bring.
Okay.
I don't see anybody without a tax return because everything that you do, every decision you make goes through the 1040. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing that people do have to have accessible. Obviously your investment statements that you have, right? So there are three things that you've always heard me talk about on the show that are a little bit different, right? The fiduciary focus are the four areas that I'm going to pay attention to. So that's risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes, both today and tomorrow. And then the last is real return.
Yep.
And there's five critical elements, right? So your life after work, or some people would call retirement planning, the tax planning that has to happen every year, the investment playbook, life happens. It's the good, bad, and ugly of life. And then the estate plan.
Right.
So what I'm going to ask you to bring in are the things that I need to be able to address those areas.
Okay.
Right. So any retirement packages that you have, the socialsecurity.gov, you know, to print off so that we can see what your Social Security is going to look like when it's there.
Retirement documents, you mean like 401k? I mean all that.
Defined benefit.
Right.
If you have a pension that's coming, like my people at Lilly, or a defined contribution, or both. Defined contribution would be a 401k or a 403b. So what are your statements like from work that you're putting in and accumulating to, any outside investments that you have where you inherited money from Aunt Millie or that you've started to do on your own. The tax return we already talked about. The investment playbook is something that we will discuss when you're here. It's more about your mindset. The majority of people, very rarely does somebody come in here, you know, because we take care of people who don't want to worry about it.
Right, yeah.
Very rarely does somebody come in here and have their investments matching what they believe their investments are doing. Most people are
surprised.
Either more aggressive or more conservative than they knew before they arrived. And for the most part, it's more aggressive. It's a very interesting thing.
Huh.
The life happens. We're going to go through and ask about your parents, your adult children, the things that are going on in life. And then obviously you want to bring in your will or your trust. We make sure things that are owned correctly and that match with where you want to be.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
There'll be a paraplanner in the room. I always have somebody else who takes all of the notes and takes care of the activity. And when I can, there's an additional financial planner in the room just in case God calls me home early or I'm hiking on a mountain. We want to make sure that somebody knows you and your story.
Yeah. So it starts at the phone call. They just call the office and set an appointment.
Actually, most people actually email and then we call them.
Oh, okay.
But you can call 800-928-4001 or email us. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Okay. Really good to know. All right. So here's this personal thing. Top three financial things you suggest doing before the end of the year.
Top three. If you itemize, I would consider double stacking this year. That would be
because
one of them.
Of what you talked about earlier.
Two. There's a good chance that the Roth recharacterization rules are going to change and you're not going to be able to do that. So if you have any money that's sitting in an IRA or that you can do a Roth conversion on, remember just because you do the conversion doesn't mean you have to keep it. That may change next year. That's not the same in a 401k. There is no such thing as a recharacterization or changing your mind in a 401k. Once you've done it, it is done. Inside of a Roth, that is a different story.
Yeah.
Or inside of an IRA, rather, that is a different story. So I would do that probably as number two. And what would I do on the third thing? That would be a combination of making sure that I funded the 529 with the Indiana College Choice if you live in Indiana. Because of the tax credit that comes from there, it would also be making sure that I did get all of my charitable contributions in before the end of the year that I had intended to get in. You know, I had an old gentleman years and years ago, I was probably 15 or 16, that gave me this round wooden thing and it said, "Tuit." And he said, "Joe, the biggest deal about most of us in life is that we just don't get around to it." He said, "Now I've given you a round to it.
So
you
get
go,
moving.
You go do it." Right. And I learned a lot of my paper out.
Wow.
Okay.
Last thing. Any New Year's resolutions for you? Do you not do those financially?
It's not that I do a New Year's resolution. I do, The big thing, and I'm working with some churches on it right now, is to come up with a gifting strategy.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of us gift aimlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, we are not that into the places where our money goes. We don't pay attention to it. You know, we're challenged to give both our time and our resources. Mm-hmm. And honestly, as a business owner, we get asked constantly for charitable contributions.
Sure.
My wife and I and the company have a gifting strategy, so we know the areas that we want to support.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that there's not other good places that are out there. We just want to know. We want to have it worked out before the beginning of the year arrives that these are the places mm-hmm. that we're going to put our time and our energy. But
makes
it's a
sense.
Great question, Sherry. I appreciate you asking. And folks, if you've got questions or comments or things that you want to know or you want Sherry to try to get me on, just shoot us an email.
Please.
Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com, 800-928-4001. And don't forget to visit us at yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you next week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.